Thank you for subscribing and listening to the University of North Florida Center for Instruction and Research Technology podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the January 2015 issue, which is located at www.unf.edu/CIRT/newsletters. This is Beauty Kolenk, Coordinator of Educational Media at CIRT. In today's Faculty Spotlight, we highlight the use of digitization to improve art installation processes, featuring faculty member Nofa Dixon. Nofa Dixon, Associate Professor in the Department of Art and Design, is a gifted artist known for her sculpture using clay, found objects, and mixed media to achieve finished forms and unique surfaces. The clay forms have been exhibited in galleries across the United States and are included in hundreds of private, public, and corporate collections, both nationally and internationally. Dixon's most recent projects involve students in the creation of art in public places in the form of mural and mosaic art installations on UNF's campus. The art installations are not only a lasting contribution to the campus community, but also a very visible form of scholarship. Dixon was encouraged by colleagues to use some of the blank concrete spaces found on the UNF campus as settings for the art. What began as a single project in her special topics course has turned into an ongoing undertaking that involves dozens of students. Thus far, the project has resulted in the installation of 4 detailed mosaics on 4 24-foot columns around Alumni Square, a trio of wall murals illustrating the life cycle of a wild osprey, and a sky mural in the Student Wellness Center. As of this coming summer, there will be a total of 9 works installed on the UNF campus. Dixon describes the impact on UNF and its students. Our mural projects are visually transforming the campus and are transformational to the students who create them. The students who have worked on them leave an imprint on campus, learn about creating in a collaborative atmosphere, art in public places, and gain confidence and experience for developing proposals and executing large, challenging artworks. CIRT became involved with the projects when Dixon came in to scan an image to be used as reference for one of the early mural installations. These projects always start with a concept image that is then gridded and broken into small sections for students to use as reference when they create the tiles. For murals, the tiles are painted and undergo numerous glaze firings, and for mosaics, the students start with a mesh base and then create the image from broken tiles. Rather than simply scanning and printing the concept image and gridding it off with a pencil and ruler, CIRT graphic designer Mike Boyles helped Dixon to develop a digital process for the creation and gridding of the concept and reference images. They start with the exact dimensions of the space and begin digitally creating a measurement-based conceptual rendering, using photos of the space for inspiration, while developing an image that will aesthetically work and convey the message and tone she wants to project with the mural or mosaic. Boyles works closely with Dixon using Adobe Photoshop to bring images together for the initial concept, to retouch as necessary, and often to manipulate to fit the planned space. Adobe InDesign is then used to break the concept images into a grid and to print the smaller reference strips. The digitization of the process improves both the process and its flexibility. If the image or the tile size need to be adjusted, it is much easier to make these changes digitally than by hand. If the colors in the image need to be adjusted to match tiles that are available for mosaics, it is easy to adjust that also. We are also able to take proposed concept images that have been created and superimpose those on photos of the environments in which they will be installed. This helps tremendously with making presentations for approval and funding of the projects. When the class is ready to get started with creating the project, sections of the wall can be printed so that the dozen or more students involved can work simultaneously on different parts of the piece. Dixon is currently planning a mosaic that will fill the inside of the oculus between English Hall, Building 8, and Schultz Hall, Building 9. If you are interested in improving a process through digitization, please contact us at certlab@unf.edu.
Hi, this is Deb Miller, Director in CIRT, and in this issue of the newsletter, I'd like to talk a little bit about CIRT's past, our future, and some exciting things that are going on right now. The Center for Instruction and Research Technology was established in 1995 with an academic affairs as part of a comprehensive faculty center. Initial growth was slow, but in 2010, we moved into a larger space in Building 1 with 5 full-time employees. The start of the university's distance learning initiative in 2011 prompted an accelerated growth of our staff to meet faculty needs and to develop and provide new types of support to the faculty and departments engaged in the conversion of courses and complete programs to distance learning. Approximately half of the CERT team have moved back to Building 10, and CERT's walk-in lab remains in Building 1. It's funny how things tend to move in cycles. Today, CERT consists of three primary teams. Dave Wilson heads up the creative team. This group focuses on providing teaching and research technology support, including project consultation, media development, general instructional technology assistance, and the rest of the core CERT services. This group is still located in Building 1, Room 1801. Ross Bell manages our LMS support team. This group focuses on faculty Blackboard support. These are the folks who answer the phone, respond to emails, and provide individual training to faculty on Blackboard tools. The support team will also, upon request, do some of the more mundane Blackboard tasks for faculty, including uploading of tests and narrated PowerPoints. Blackboard support now extends to the weekend, and faculty can email certlab@unf.edu and receive a response and help 7 days a week. Kevin Hewlin leads the instructional design team. Kevin and the rest of the instructional design group just moved over to the old DRC space in Building 10. This team works with faculty on the development of distance learning courses and fully online degree programs. All of the instructional designers hold graduate degrees and have teaching experience. The new space in Building 10, in addition to relieving some severe overcrowding, has afforded us the opportunity to establish new areas for faculty use that we're very excited about. First is a video recording studio, complete with specialized lighting and green screen technology. The ability to have a permanent recording space is a huge boon and should be a great convenience for faculty. For more information about that space, please see the digital thinking piece later in the newsletter. We're also developing a new space housed in the old faculty commons called the Online Learning Laboratory. The Online Learning Laboratory will provide a state-of-the-art facility to support online learning. The design of the room will allow faculty to easily create high-quality online materials that combine audio or video with content. You will only need to bring your flash drive with you and push a button to record a lecture or to record an annotated calculation on a whiteboard. The space will also be used for faculty workshops and experimentation with new technologies. Look for more information to come in the next newsletter on the exciting capabilities of this space. So, while CERT is currently split across two buildings, as soon as campus space planning allows, we will be back together in the same physical location. As a department, we remain committed to providing faculty with the highest quality services and to our mission of offering expertise, resources, and training to assist faculty in ways that enable them to develop greater capacities for using technology for teaching and research. You can also now find me in Building 10, by the way, in Room 1120. Please stop by if you have a chance. I am also committed to remaining accessible to the faculty and would welcome the chance to discuss any of the topics in this newsletter.
Hello, I'm Dave Wilson, Assistant Director. In this edition of Digital Thinking, I'm going to tell you about our new video recording studio. Inspired by the pros in large-scale newsrooms and small-scale independent film studios, the newly constructed Center for Instruction and Research Technology video recording studio features all the elements of a professional video recording suite. With everything from a green screen, professional-grade lighting, a dedicated studio camera and audio equipment, to a news-style teleprompter, this studio delivers in a big way. The creative team designed the space to be flexible and easy to configure quickly. Whether you need to create course announcements, videos for your Blackboard modules, demonstrations, or interviews, our studio can get the job done. The coolest aspect of the green screen is the ability to use a technique called chroma keying, also commonly known as keying, to remove the green background from your video and replace it with a photograph or alternate video footage. Want to make your students think you're at Stonehenge for the weekend or sailing across the Pacific? We can do that. Think of the endless possibilities. Once we record your video in the studio, the creative team can also provide full editing services and assist you with publishing your video to Blackboard, YouTube, a DVD, a PowerPoint or Prezi presentation, or any other medium that you may need. The video recording studio is now available for faculty use. If you would like to film at the CERT studio, we will be happy to help you. Please call us at extension 3927, email us at certlab@unf.edu, or drop by our office in Building 1, Room 1801 to schedule your appointment.
Hi, my name is Julie Fuller, Coordinator of Instructional Design at CERT, and this article is about cultivating a sense of presence in your online course. When considering the basic differences between face-to-face and online classes, the digital separation between students and instructor, as well as between students, is typically what comes to mind first. Unfortunately, this separation, if not properly managed, can lead to students feeling isolated and disoriented in the online platform and ultimately can result in dissatisfaction and lack of retention in the online learning environment. Instructors can help to combat this sense of separation and isolation by cultivating presence in their online course. In this case, presence refers to an impression of community, connectedness, togetherness, and awareness that is created via the expression of strategic thoughts, feelings, and actions through an online medium. In order to create presence in an online course, there are a few areas a facilitator may want to address, in particular, preparing for presence, investing in training, setting up students for success, focusing on communication, monitoring effectiveness, and embracing feedback. Prepare for presence. Proper preparation and creating the elements of presence before your course begins will help you feel confident when delivering your course. It is wise to approach your course with a strategic plan that outlines how you will be present for students. Your strategic plan should include creating a course facilitation plan, reviewing your instructional methods and activities, preparing for the unexpected, and performing a test run of your course's functionality before it goes live. Reviewing the types of activities, interactions, strategies, and technologies you plan to use throughout your course can illuminate areas of the course in which more instructor presence may be required. Adequate preparation before the course begins is critical in making presence happen in your online course. Invest in training. Good course development and design always begins with training, especially when considering the modes through which you will connect with your students in an online learning environment. One of the most important things you can do is become familiar with the learning management system, its features, and its limitations. Having technical understanding and familiarity is an incredible asset once the course goes live and students begin interacting with the learning environment you have created. CERT Events offers regular training sessions on a variety of relevant topics, including using the Grade Center along with other assessment tools. CERT is also available to provide walk-in training and troubleshooting, as well as phone and email support. You might also consider connecting with someone in your department who is experienced in working with the LMS and designing effective online courses. Peer collaboration is an excellent way to be introduced to new ideas and methods for cultivating presence in your course and can also provide an added layer of support unique to your department or area of expertise. Set students up for success. Students in an online course come from a variety of backgrounds. No matter who your learners are, you must provide services to meet their needs. One of these services should include making initial contact with your students by sending a welcome letter, video, or announcement before the course begins. A welcome message from their instructor not only sends students the message that you care about their learning experience, but also that you will be monitoring their interactions in the course. Providing a detailed orientation to your course will set the pace for students and give them a valuable introduction that includes navigation details, course expectations, course timeline, instructor contact, and netiquette rules. It is also important that you make no assumptions about the level of expertise or the technical abilities of your students. You might want to consider linking students to relevant and helpful resources like the LMS's help site, UNF's student online learning orientation course in Blackboard, as well as any technology-specific instructions needed for success in the course. Build a sense of student presence by including introductory activities for students to complete during the first week of class. Whatever the icebreaker is, it should involve students introducing themselves and sharing personal, not private, anecdotes. A well-designed pre-course orientation can help learners feel they are a part of the learning community, which is a critical component of student success and retention. Ultimately, the initial services you provide to students help them get ready for a safe and comfortable learning environment. Focus on communication. Focusing on communication with your students in your online course will enable you to provide support, encourage learning, and resolve conflicts, all crucial parts of creating presence. Determine which parts of your course will require your facilitation and which parts can be self-paced. Making this determination will give you an idea, depending on the assignment or activity, of where to focus your presence and whether you should be interacting with students one-on-one, with groups of students, or if students should be interacting with one another. Writing is probably the most common medium through which instructors interact with their students in an online course, particularly when providing support, inciting discussion, and provoking critical thinking. However, the written word can sometimes be confusing, redundant, and impersonal. Developing strong instructor-to-student, student-to-student, and student-to-content connections is essential for a successful online learning environment. You can facilitate these types of connections through writing by paying attention to your tone, highlighting the most important details, focusing on quality over quantity, and being succinct in your feedback. Writing with these intentions will help prepare students for the course, deliver the essential content, and clarify any ambiguities. Monitor effectiveness. A variety of approaches can be used to identify which activities and formats incorporated into your course are working to create a sense of presence. Utilizing the following strategies will help to shed light on the level of instructor and student presence in your course. LMS User Progress Report. Most learning management systems can compile some type of user progress report to identify which students have been active and when. In Blackboard, this feature is known as the Retention Center. Utilizing this feature allows you to identify students who may not be participating so that you can contact them and attempt to connect them to the course. Student participation. While the LMS might provide data about student activity, monitoring and being aware of student participation with regard to discussion forums, assessments, group work, social networking, etc., will illuminate whether your level of presence is sufficient or needs improvement. Student and instructor activity in non-content related areas. Provide students an opportunity to come together in the course over non-content related information. Evaluating the interaction in these non-content related areas will determine if more or less presence is needed outside of the curriculum. Course surveys and evaluations. Deploying midterm and end-of-term surveys and evaluations is an excellent way to gather firsthand information from your students. Using midterm course surveys in particular shows your concern about your learners, provides you with information on how the course is progressing, and gives you an opportunity to better meet your learners' needs. Employing open-ended questions is recommended in both midterm and end-of-term surveys and evaluations so that students can reflect on the course and share and process feelings related to their learning experience. Embrace feedback. Acting upon course feedback will enable you to not only fine-tune your course, but also continually improve on your effectiveness as an online instructor. Examining formative and summative feedback can help you increase your understanding of student performance, gain credibility among your students, build engagement in future iterations of the course, and establish favorable learning conditions. Look for relationships between student grades, attitudes, and participation in your course activities and assessments. Embracing feedback and making appropriate changes in your course will continue to develop your sense of presence in your course and will ultimately result in you being more comfortable with the online learning environment.
Thank you for listening. If you have any questions or comments, please visit us on the web. Have a great day.